Chapter 8, Peace. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Isaiah 26:3. As a mature woman, I would not classify myself as a peaceful person. I am constantly on the go and find it a challenge to sit. Encouraged by a pastor several years ago, my husband, our pastor, and his wife and a friend and I all made a pilgrimage to a small village in France called Tizay. I had many misgivings about spending a week in a place of peace. What would that be like? I feared having to sit still a lot because, as you know, that is something I do not do. Being reflective is not in my DNA. I did not want to be reflective. The community of Tizay was founded in 1940 by a man named Brother Roger, who was 25 years old at the time of its founding. Brother Roger fled Switzerland, where World War II was ravaging, to the small village in the south of France. Brother Roger was motivated by the example of his maternal grandmother to help others find refuge. She set the example by allowing people to stay in her home near Paris. Tizay was begun to welcome refugees who were trying to go south. During World War II, the community was forced to stop for about 2 years, but they were able to resume again. Brother Roger wanted to establish a community where people could live out their faith. His goal was to create a place where the goodness of heart and simplicity would be the center of everything. Today, people from all over the world visit Tizay. There are over 100 brothers of both Catholic and Protestant faith. When you visit Tizay, you will find worship that is contemplative and meditative. It is mostly attended by young people from all over the world, but 5 of us, not so young, went there to spend a week to learn, study, and be refreshed. During the week that you are there, time is spent in community prayer in a meaningful service of worship 3 times a day. Moreover, there's small group sharing and discussion and reflection. The accommodations are amazingly simple and sparse. You bring your own linens. Housekeeping and food preparation are done by the people attending. The worship services are very elegantly but simply adorned with many candles. Worshippers sit on the floor, and the brothers kneel for the entire service. The singing is in many languages, but mostly French. I do not speak any French at all, but the music is so beautiful that it's not necessary to have a literal translation. The brothers call it free flow worship, and a brother lets the spirit lead him as to how long a song should be. There is only a French horn for accompaniment, and the singing is done as a chant. The only words that are spoken and not sung are the reading of scripture in at least 3 languages. Throughout the week, I could feel the peace that permeated the place. People from many lands, most of them much younger than us, and they were speaking many languages. Moreover, we all felt the oneness of being in the Lord's presence. There was a sense of reverence that permeated the entire week. Despite my misgivings, I was able for 1 week to find the peace that usually eludes me. As I was preparing to write this chapter, I went back to the journal that I wrote during that week at Tizay and relived a bit of that peaceful time with the Lord. I rediscovered that when I listen to the music from Tizay, I am able to recapture a bit of that peace. As I look back at that time, I can also remember what helped me then. For me, finding that peace will always be a struggle, but one I know that only with God's help I can find that peace. What is it for you? What brings you peace? Pray about that, and if this is something with which you, like me, struggle, ask the Lord to reveal to you what it is that gives you peace.